I hated them, and also did not have enough bounce houses to justify we should keep them. Didn't have the right tools to get the job done, and we just switched focus over to tents strictly.
How much did you hate them?
Well, my back, it would say I extremely hated them.
You got an arch on your back now?
I have an arch in my back.
The wrong way.
You zoom in on the picture before and after. Yeah, they just...
The Notre Dame, what do you call it?
The back of Notre Dame, yeah, that's what it's created. And my wife has a lot to say about them as well. But my kids love them. Kids loved the bounce houses when I had them, but I hated them. So when
the kids or the bounce house?
Oh, no, the bounce houses. But when the kids, because they knew I had the bounce houses, they're like, Daddy, bring the bounce house. I'm like, okay. No.
Yeah, that 10x10, though, I like that one.
Well, yeah, we still have it for that reason. Because
that water slide, though?
The water slide when it was wet. Yeah.
When it's wet, when it's dry.
My back, and rolling it, and you're getting wet. And then when you roll it, you find a snake and all sorts of other stuff underneath it. And
So B Money out there, I will appreciate you, bringing this up to us. So you asked another question on here.
Yeah.
That Tina read off. He said, like, do they think the chairs will rent out? Like, will the chairs rent out without the bounce house?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Well, I mean, we're
the question is, will the bounce house rent out without the chairs? That's the question. I've never seen a bounce house go without chairs.
I've seen it a couple of times.
I guess a couple of times.
But it would be kind of hard because, you know, most people we know that they want, like, a one-stop shop. So they want, like, chairs and stuff. They don't want to get it from multiple people because more risk of this person not showing up and this one did. So,
I go with my reason. First of all, I never want to start the bounce houses. I told him from the very beginning we ain't doing no bounce houses. Then he told us I already bought them. So it's already too late on that part. Second thing, I didn't want to invest into the stuff. I didn't put no time into it. I just rented them out when they were supposed to. Like because he said he wanted them on there. That's all I did on there. And then the third reason was I was planning this from the very beginning to get rid of this stuff. And the reason why the bounce house, I have an issue with the bounce house. The bounce house is a great business. We know a guy named Jason at DWA Party Rentals. We pass most of the bounce house stuff to us. It's just like you have to have enough bounce houses to properly have the tool. Like we can't go out there and buy an electric dolly for whatever the cost of it is and then not have, and only have three or four bounce houses, that we use on there.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, your tools cost more than your actual equipment. And then you have to have it structured differently, too. You have to go pick the items back up the same day. It's kind of the best way to go about it. It's more less of a day rentals I've seen. And from what we experienced, more of a kind of like 4, 6 hour, 12 hour period on there. And I think it worked out at first when we were like working separately, is that you used to go pick the stuff up every single day. So it worked out. And also, too, is like a little thing called like licenses that you got to do with this. Like, who would have knew that you can't be doing these things illegally out there?
Yeah.
So, like, make sure you get those licenses and stuff. That's a whole nother approach on there. And that's another thing, too, as well. It's like it's just a lot of little stuff. And then, like, kids, like, going in there to a bounce house. And it's just like, I don't know. I'm going to call it like, it was like barf everywhere. Other stuff. Things that are look like chocolate but don't smell like chocolate, if you know what I mean. It's just everywhere and blood. I don't know why is this blood all over this
one of elbow probably.
Yeah. Someone got people doing wrestling matches on top of it. And then which we're gonna put this clip in real quick. There's a clip of someone in a bounce house and it was in the air.
Look at this terrifying photo. That blue dot soaring high is an inflatable balloon house.
I look out and I see the bouncy house go up.
Yeah,
that was crazy. And seeing that right there and realized that, like, I've never seen no tent all the way together in the air 2 miles in the air or something like that. Something crazy.
Yeah, usually just flips over and goes in the neighbor's yard.
It's gone.
And nobody's going to hold on to that thing there and let it go.
Yeah, in the bounce house where people are still jumping inside of the thing and falls off a cliff or something.
Yeah.
I haven't seen, like, it was a 911 episode on that where the person was in the bounce house and they were bouncing and then it flipped over the edge.
Dad, you're too big.
Ah, come on. Ah! Higher?
Yeah.
Ah!
Whoa.
All right, who wants more?
Wait,
no more?
Yeah.
Ah!
Oh my God!
You guys see this?
Oh!
it's not for us. But you still can make a lot of money in it.
Oh yeah.
If you leave the tenants and stuff. And one day we're gonna talk to Jason. He's gonna go through it. It just everybody has their vibes. We just like the tents portion more. And also too, you only can really do kids related events when you do bounce houses or some type of youthful event, you would say.
Yeah, there. Or something like sometimes even there's like a food event you did. They had like an area with obstacle courses and stuff like that. Just to kind of keep the kids occupied while the adults have fun.
Yeah, I swear I seen a kid in there and he had like, what do you call those stars you throw?
Ninja Death Star?
Yeah, Ninja Death Star. And they're just in the thing like this right here. So, yeah. So, if you like bounce houses, that's something you can do. You can make quite a bit of money. One day we'll have Jason on the show and we'll talk to him about it because he makes pretty good money with that. Just how you set it up, everything to be changed. It's kind of the same processes for how we talk about by renting wise. It's just the actual specific item and how you want to do it. But if you haven't already, get the ultimate checklist. This will help you get more bounce houses sold. Because one thing we did when we had our bounce houses, about all the time they were sold besides like the actually.
Even in winter.
In the winter. Because remember the thing was in the snow?
Frozen. It was hard to roll. It was so hard.
So yeah, the bounce houses go. The bounce houses I really do like though are those white ones.
White ones?
Yeah.
They get stained very easily.
Well, I don't know if you can stand. I'm just looking at the white ones on there. And then it's a lady that we talked to. It's for like Virginia Soft Play, which is like a smaller version of it, which I like the concept of that because it's specific for kids, but it's not like the huge big ones and you kind of can put it all in a vehicle. So like that's a good concept too. I can see people doing. And I think she has like 2 or 3 locations as well. But yeah. But thank you guys so much for watching. Get the Ultimate Checklist. I'm Xavier Kelly.
I'm Eddie Salcedo.
And go get them bounce houses.
Get them.
We'll see you the next one. Bounce. Bounce, bounce, bounce. What's that song called?